Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, injuries, Simeon, ankle, we got to get it evaluated, MRI in the morning, DT hamstring, reevaluate him in the morning, and then Jenkins calf, we're going to have to evaluate him in the morning. Outside of that, what do you got?
Adam, back-to-back weeks, the offensive linemen, they struggled. How do you fix that problem?
Yeah, that's one I'm going to have to watch on tape. It's kind of hard sometimes with some of the run game schemes we're doing, where we're trying to figure out who is coming free and why, and you know, we're trying to get answers on the sideline. We got to take a hard look at this and figure out what's going on.
Did you make Johnson play? Why did you make Johnson
play? That was just our decision.
Adam, we saw a couple times on the replays that kind of showed that Kelvin Beach was just getting beat by Miles Garrett. Was there ever any thought to putting people over there to help him out a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we had some schemes to do that. I mean, it just got to the point where we were trying to get the ball out quick. We weren't really doing anything to hold on the ball that long. You know, some of those third downs, I mean, you got to get guys out. And, I mean, one of our best players is the running back. That's the problem.
Well, Adam, Tremaine Johnson's getting a lot of money. He's supposed to be your number one cornerback, and he's just not good enough to play.
We just decided not to play him.
What was your thoughts on the leadership tonight from Le'Veon Bell, how he played throughout this entire game?
I thought he gave us everything he had. I mean, I don't know how much more he could have done. I know he wishes he could have held onto that ball. You know, he was extremely positive on the sideline, just trying to keep everybody going and just trying to find a way. Just wanted to get in the end zone for us.
So Tremaine Johnson is not disciplinary?
No. I don't know. We'll have to see tomorrow.
Did you get a chance to see the replay on how nasty that was?
I just came in here.
How do you evaluate an offensive performance like that when you're down your third string quarterback in the middle of the second quarter?
Yeah, I mean, when we look at it, we're going to have to look at these guys, like all our guys, and just see who's doing their job, who's not. Do we have to move pieces around? Do we have to kind of change some things up? I thought Luke did a really good job tonight. You know, we started off kind of slow. I was just trying to somewhat ease him into the game a little bit. You know, he was on practice squad yesterday. You know.
Coach, on the 4th and 2, did you think about kicking the field goal?
No.
Straight forward?
Yep.
On Friday, Greg, when he spoke to us, said Odell who, and he kind of took issue with someone calling Odell a dynamic player, and then he goes out and does that tonight. Odell, did you have a problem with Greg saying what he said?
Yeah, I mean, I unfortunately for you guys, I don't read anything and don't pay attention to any of this stuff, so, I mean, it's hard for me to comment on stuff that I don't really pay attention to.
Well, you know, he did kind of give. Were you aware of that comment?
I mean, I was told about it, but I really don't care.
They used it as bulletin board material, and the team kind of tweeted out the quote with a picture of Dell scoring. So is it annoying kind of when a coach gives them that?
No, because, I mean, we got to go do our job. Coaches, players, we just got to do a better job of what we're doing.
Coach, do you think the team needs to add perhaps another quarterback for the role?
We might have to because we're down to one.
Is there any further indication on when Sam might be back?
No, I don't know anything yet. He was supposed to go to the doctor today, but I haven't followed up on that yet.
It doesn't get easier next week going to New England. I mean, what kind of challenge might that be if it's Luke?
I mean, I worry about that tomorrow. I don't really feel like thinking about it right this minute.
Adam, how much of the playbook did you lose when Luke came in?
Once we got going, it was fine. Call whatever. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't just come out there and just start throwing it all over the lot. I wanted him to kind of get comfortable, get going a little bit, get in a rhythm. I thought Le'Veon did a good job of trying to put it on his back. I think we called 6 or 7 runs in a row or whatever we did where he got him the ball. So once, you know, Luke's very confident. So once we got out of that first series, like, you could just tell he was calm. It's like we were at practice.
I think it wasn't until the third quarter when you guys completed one down the field or away from the line of scrimmage. Was that because you were trying to get him more comfortable?
No, it was more, I was watching the protection.
You're 0-2 and you're on your third quarterback. What do you say to the team?
Well, it's familiar territory for me, so, I mean, we got to get better at what we're doing.
Adam,
I mean, we can play so much better than this, and the details of what's going on in all three phases can get a lot better, and it's going to have to. I mean, we got a long ways to go. We got a lot of practice. We got a lot of games. It's just going back to what we started doing in the spring and making sure we're executing that way.
A couple more. Is that, I mean, going back to the protection is kind of a reason why you guys weren't able to take some shots. I mean, how much of a concern is that for you that it's kind of a playbook?
We'll get it remedied. We'll get it fixed.
You talked before this game, the lead-up to this game, about the adversity and the team being able to go one, two ways from this point forward. Do you have to worry at this point about things unraveling and snowballing falling downhill?
Not with this group. If it was a different group, I'd worry. Not with this group, though. There's too many young
Brian.
I know the quarterback situation isn't what you want, but as an offensive-minded guy, how frustrating is it just to have 19 points through two games?
Yeah, I mean, it's not fun. It's not something you want to go through. You got to battle through it. You got to figure out a way to get the ball in the end zone.
How critical, Adam, were some of the penalties where you should have been off the field a couple times in the game, and missed one on offense? We're getting one.
Yeah, I think the one. It seemed like the ones on offense really hurt us. You know, we get a chance. We just needed to get something going. We kept shooting ourselves in the foot, and it's not what you want.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.